You know, it's day to day. I probably iced it 100 times since our last game, and I'm just trying to get it right and doing whatever the trainers tell me, and hopefully I'll be back soon.
Last game, so it was hurt prior to going to Buffalo?
No, I'm talking about in the Buffalo game. Yeah, yeah.
Are you hopeful for this weekend, or are you thinking,
I'm hopeful just because, you know, I want to be out there with my team. I love the way we're playing. I love what we have going on. And if there's any way possible I could play on Sunday, I will. But, you know, I'm going to be listening to the trainers and seeing how it feels every day.
You know, a hamstring is kind of iffy. They're not going to push it on it.
We're taking it day by day, and whatever the trainers tell me is best, and seeing how it feels and what I can do on it.
You've had hamstrings before, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, have you kind of, I don't want to say learned how to deal with them, but do you have ways that you can expedite it this time, you think?
Hopefully. You know, I did deal with one last year, and so I kind of know the protocol and stuff, and I'm going to be doing everything I can. Like I said, I've been icing nonstop and you know, elevating it and trying to do everything I can to help the recovery process so I can get back out there with my guys.
Do you remember how long that one kept you out?
3 weeks maybe. I don't remember exactly.
Do you think this is worse or better?
I'm not sure. It's hard to say either way, you know, but all I know is I'm going to do everything I can to get back as soon as I can.
He had that really big game against Minnesota, but they haven't really run the ball that well since then. Have you seen anything different on film from the first game or the last three?
I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, continue to try to give him the ball. He's one of their more talented guys, but they got weapons all over the field. You know, they got Vernon Davis, who will be coming back this week, and they got some receivers who could really get out there with Anquan Boldin and Torrey Smith. So, you know, they got some guys all over the field.
When you look at Kaepernick, he's had 5 interceptions, I think, so far in 4 games. I mean, is it something common going on, or is it just bad luck, or do you see a common threat of any sort?
That's a question for him. You know, I'm going in with the expectation that he's going to be lights out, be ready to go and lights out against us. And, you know, we want to do everything we can to make sure he's not comfortable in the pocket and to make it hard on his receivers.